It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What was that?
That's called a Lady Godiva.
And what is she doing in your palms?
Actually, fucking hell. No, it doesn't matter.
No, go on.
No, because you're going to think I did it for a reason. It's just dawned on me why it is in my palm.
No, go on.
Because this was back for... Okay, should I tell you?
Yes, you were flashing your cash.
I was answering all my autograph letters.
Sorry? Repeat it. I don't know what that means.
I get a lot of...
Sorry, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at how painful you're finding this. Come on.
I get a lot of mail through saying, can you sign this, can you sign this, can you sign this?
Yeah.
And there was one that sent a fiver through saying, can you sign and then send back and I'll pay for...
Just keep the fiver.
And that's not me going, oh, I'll hold that up for Alfie to go, oh, why is he holding that up? And then I'll play it cool.
Oh, I see. So now it seems like I was... You were trying to get me to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, that is what happened.
Oh, God. That isn't.
What do you usually have to sign? What is it usually?
Sorry?
What's that?
That's just one I forgot to do. I'll do that later.
Do it live. What is that one? You've unplugged your mic.
Have I?
No, you're back.
Oh, right.
Okay. You're staying quiet as a mouse. What's it going to be? Hey.
Dear David.
Here we go.
Hope this letter finds you well. I've been a fan of you for a while now. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd take the opportunity to write. And thank you for your amazing work.
Amazing. Don't laugh.
This includes my new football club, the podcast. No, I didn't say that.
No. Was it? No, go on.
I'm
not
reading it all now. Fucking hell.
I was loving that.
Honestly. Oh, whatever. But yesterday, 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. It's a hard life.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah. Do you do every single one, or do you ever get some where you're like, I'm not doing that?
No, I'll tell you what I do. I'm quirky. I do a little picture as well.
What do you mean? What do you mean, quirky?
I won't just do an autograph, I do a little picture.
You draw a little picture?
Yeah.
No wonder it's taking you 45 minutes.
I know.
Doing a picky, what
fact,
sort of thing?
I got one back yesterday. It said, you just drew a picture on the back. Can you just do your autograph on the front?
Oh, God. That's explanation on the picture. They didn't want it.
They didn't want the goof.
Oh, God. There's Fussy.
There's our Fuss Pot.
Hello, Fussy Pants.
Hey, in a time where I need a little bit of support, you guys are taking the mic, eh?
You need support? What's up, man?
Hey, I mean, this is like the most stressful moment of my life. This is going to depend on if I get a job or not, and you guys are like, wah, 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 chatting away. Not helpful, is it, really?
What about the other weeks when you always make a little fuss?
Well, I mean, fuss is...
Is it because you like fuss... us making a little fuss over you? You can never be like, okay, cool, 6.30 sounds good, I'll be there. There's always...
No, 6.30 didn't sound good.
Okay, you had quite a long time to tell us that.
All right.
How's it going, John? You stressed? Hey, you've got my top on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not yours, but yeah, some crap on
and
it.
And also, Alfie, congratulations.
Oh, thank yeah. you. Thanks, guys. Well,
did it feel nice?
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice, yeah.
Alfie's having...
I always imagined it would feel like a birthday. Like, you just don't feel any different, like, from, you know, tick over.
Do you know what you feel? You feel safe.
Yep.
And warm.
Mm-hmm. We haven't explained what's happened. Yeah, Alfie's engaged.
Engaged, guys. Yeah, finally.
How did you propose?
Oh, I don't.
Did you draw a picture in the sand like I did?
Did you? You didn't. What is it with you and drawing pictures?
That's terrible.
I didn't, except I did.
Did you?
Not that we went down to the beach after I proposed. Like, I don't know what I did. Ask Naomi on WhatsApp. I don't know.
No, I want to know what you... Because you've
asked
me. I
think what I did, she said I just chucked the ring at her and said, do you want to get married?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sort of. I don't remember that, but I think I was trying to be cool.
Like hopeless romantic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trying to be cool, what, you flip, like a...
Hey, like how you baby, flick, cup
flick your keys. Yeah. What do you
Come
think,
on,
baby?
How did you do it?
I've been
you
planning
didn't write
it for
a song,
ages.
Did you?
God, no. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God. Oh, there's probably someone who's listening who's done that. That's very nice if you have done
yeah.
that. But
bit cringe.
Not for me. Yeah. Bit intense.
You'll make an album about me, but not your partner.
Yeah, well, exactly. No, I just... Just planned a nice weekend out and
yeah,
big surprise. And then,
whoa, big surprise. What's that? What the weekend away was, or
all of it,
right?
All of it. and then, why are you laughing at me, John?
I want to get details, and you seem to be
no, I'm
not giving any details
for this whole thing. Like, it's, I can't even imagine or begin to imagine where that stage of life is.
Well, so, I want to delve into that a lot more after. This is a very good chance to talk about
relationships. Do you think it's sad, John?
Do I think it's sad?
Like, have you lost your bro? You've lost one of your willy bros to a woman.
I haven't really thought of it like that, no. I did think, a part of me thought, I wonder if I'll get an invite to the wedding. And then I thought, well, it is what it is.
Do you think you will?
Probably not. I would say I'm not on the...
Yeah, third. You will. I'll be amazed if you're not on the front pew.
We're not Christmas card friends, are we? They're not that kind of friends. We're just...
Making it all about him.
Yeah. I wonder if I will be at the... Do you know what, John? I hadn't thought about it. Does that
That's
surprise
right, yeah.
you? Does that really... But I have not thought about it.
Do you
it.
Know what? It's a tricky
no,
one
you'll
because...
Be you'll be there.
Well, it depends how big your wedding is. If you're going to go the whole hog and
yeah, that's it. Like I told my dad and we were talking about it. And we're like, well, you know, how big is his wedding going to be? That kind of stuff.
Tiny.
So yeah, that
tiny.
We had a tiny one.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. Just the thought of standing up in front of a lot of people.
Tiny's tricky.
Is it?
Yeah, well, you're going to let a lot of people down. People would go, oh, I thought I was in his close circle.
Don't care.
Well, you will. You will.
Yeah, I actually, when you said that, I had a few names and faces pop into my mind of, oh, God, I really don't want to upset them.
Yeah.
Me and David.
But I don't.
No, because I think I could invite you to, and it's so far that you would make an excuse and not come.
What would it be in Norwich?
It would be in Suffolk, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long way, isn't it? Just...
That's all right.
No, if you're inviting me, I'm there regardless.
Really?
I'll flip and walk there if I have to.
All right, well, of course
oh,
you can come.
That's nice.
Yeah. Intent?
To see me and have another fallen soldier.
See, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Respect, John.
It'd be a funeral to you.
A brother to the ring.
Yeah.
Dangerous. It's a dangerous game.
To the ring.
It is a dangerous
game. Like Lord
game.
Of the Rings.
Yeah. Have any of your mates got engaged, John?
No, I think one of them, a couple of them are really close.
Has that,
really, really
does
close.
Does that annoy you? Not annoy you, but...
No, I couldn't think of anything worse than to be, like, tied down already. Like, with Alfie, it's a bit different, isn't it? He's got his life sort of planned. He's a musician. No, he's got... No, but, you know,
planned.
you've got a career already that's been built. This is just, like, some people, their whole goal is to, you know, get married, have kids, all that stuff. I'd quite like to focus on myself first, and then somebody comes along the way, they'll have a rigorous testing, and then we'll see.
An extensive lane spell.
That's a good point. A few questionnaires, all that kind of stuff, just to test the character.
So questionnaires in your head that they don't realise they're answering.
No, physical, they've got to fill them out.
You wouldn't.
Hand them back.
No.
You will not get anyone to marry you if you're handing out questionnaires.
No, that's obviously a joke. I haven't even thought about it. It's not even crossed my mind, marriage or...
Let's think about what sort of person you might want to marry. That's what I... What is John's dream person?
Ooh, a woman? Okay. Well, as in, like, characteristics?
Yeah.
Wise.
No, boobs and stuff.
Yeah, all of it. Physical, boobs.
No, I'm not very... I'm not a very... what is it? I guess, like, is it not materialist? That's the wrong thing. But looks aren't a big thing. Well, obviously, they're like, you have to have some attraction, but, like... You know, I'm not someone that's really that fussy, I don't think.
Would you go out with someone who you say you see them and you go, no attraction, but then you get to know them? Then does it?
No.
No?
There has to be an initial attraction, I think.
Me and Nomi do a test sometimes where we get our nose and we go, if my nose is just like that, just slight tweak, would you marry me?
Let's see you. No, you're doing something with your lip as well. That's not fair.
That's pulling my lip up.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, do you see how...
It's tricky, isn't it? It is tricky. You're always
a
nose
car
away.
Accident.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I have these conversations all the time. It's different if it happens when you've already tied them down.
That's the beauty of it.
But it's would you have married me?
Exactly. Just one slight... Yeah. What's your nose look like? Just slightly up, John.
Go on, John.
See? What does mine look
See?
Like?
That is not getting married, is it?
He's got a lovely personality, though.
I'm just me. Like, it's me.
No, that's what I mean, though.
You're a nose twinge away from loneliness forever, at all times.
That's what I mean.
It's a tricky game.
That's how shallow it is.
Well... You know those questions that people ask their partners, like, you know, would you marry me if I was an earthworm kind of thing? What do you think of those questions?
What's that mean?
Come on.
Well, like, I see on the internet all these trends where, like, people that are married go up to each other and go, would you marry me if I was, like, a ladybug or an earthworm?
Well, if you turned into a ladybug?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, look, it's, I don't know why we're even bothering talking about it because it's never going to happen.
What do you mean?
As in, like, but none of us are ever going to turn into ladybugs, or none of us are ever going to have this permanently. That would be some
accident.
No, you
could have that.
What? How is that happening?
Punched,
how
in an punched on a night out, one of your night outs, you get punched. Your nose is like that forever.
Then you won't get a say, John. You'll take what you're given, son.
I don't.
Beggars can't be choosers, son.
You're saying it as if I've got a say already. You never know. It could be too late.
What?
The love of my life could have been and gone. And we'll never see her again.
Why are you always like this?
Well, you've got to think of all the variables.
All right, well, there's a variable that you could meet her in 10 minutes.
No, unlikely, unless she walks in on this pod.
Would you go out with someone if they said, I like everything about you, but I think that pod is so shit. Can you stop doing that, please?
I'd drop it in a heartbeat.
Would you actually?
No, obviously not. It's career over any personal interests, unfortunately.
For now.
For now, yeah, for now.
Well, it depends. you know, if the, actually, I don't know. Why are we talking about me? I actually don't have a clue about anything that I want to do. I don't even know what I want to do job-wise, let alone who the piece of neck I want to marry.
You're in a big moment here.
Yeah.
Crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking about whether I would still be attractive if my nose was pinned to the roof of my head, so...
All right, Joe, five years, John. 5 years, would you consider settling down?
In 5 years, or have I been with someone for five years?
In five.
Well, how old would I be in 5 years?
27.
27, shit, and I'd be nearly dead. Yeah, hopefully.
My age, like...
Be nearly dead.
Well, could not make it to 27. You never know.
Yeah, well, Jimi Hendrix, you might be one of...
27 Club, yeah, isn't it?
The 27 Club.
Yeah.
John Beard, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, all the J's.
Do you reckon they'd bother putting John on there? I don't know.
Why is that even a question?
I think you might make it on there.
You think I'm at the level of Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, John Beard.
There's some great company there. No, I don't. It's a stupid. I don't know where I'll be in 5 years' time.
I do.
Me too.
You'll be. You'll be wherever you are. You'll be absolutely fine. You'll be doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And who you want to do.
Straight away, yes, or did
you have to... Where, in a restaurant, or...? Oh, God.
I know what you did.
What?
The champagne glass came out, and there was the ring was at the bottom of the champagne.
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, I saw that in the film.
Because I was so nervous that I had to do it before we went for dinner.
Did she have no clue?
No, well, I timed it this weekend away for, like, her birthday as well. So it was...
She knew.
How long had it been percolating in your head?
Ages.
Wow.
I'd had the ring for a while as well.
Needy.
Quite pathetic, yeah. Yeah.
At what point did you, like, was it... This is a great question for me, because I have not got a clue. At what point did you go, is it like a day, one day to the next, that you realise, oh, I'm going to marry this woman? Or was it like...
What a lovely question, John. Because I haven't actually thought about that.
Day one for me.
Really?
Mm.
That's crap. That's not true, surely. How can you know? Well, the first day she could have...
You don't know, but I got a sense.
Yeah, I would say that I got like a...
That's so interesting.
A very good... you sort of feel like you've known each other for ages. It's very... You feel like comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't
understand
know
one another's bodies.
Oh, every inch.
Right, okay.
Every inch.
Every fucking millimetre, boy.
I
don't even know what that means. It's something to do with Willie, so I'm laughing.
I am not qualified enough for this conversation.
Oh, John, have you ever had a girlfriend? Like you said, I love you to her and stuff.
Well, this podcast isn't about me, mate.
Yes, it is.
No, it's about your.
Have you ever
said? Like,
have you ever looked into the eyes of another woman? Not another woman, because you're not a woman, but a woman.
I love you. I love you.
Just said, I love you, baby.
Oh dear, this is not a question that's getting
just
answered.
Just yes
on
or
this
no.
Podcast.
It's just a yes or no. What's this? You. That's a yes then.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yookie dookie then.
That's a yes.
What? No, it's not a yes or a no. It's just it's
like
not my engagement part.
The transfer gossip section.
I was actually asking John about his love life the other day and he was only replying in football terms. What were you saying, John?
Shall we read the text out?
Yeah. Oh. That's the only way he can speak.
You said, so I congratulated you on your engagement and you went, yeah, in it. How lovely. And then you put your next. I put, not a chance. And then you said something about what's the latest
with the ladies.
I put no, nothing's happening. The deal is off, as if like the transfer deal. And then Alfie went, deal is off, ! No chance of a loan spell. I put nope. Negotiations have broken down, and as a result, both clubs are no longer in business. Alfie then went, Jesus. Look, mate, I think you need someone to negotiate on your behalf. I feel this deal could benefit all parties, even if it's just a month's loan for some experience. I put, no, I think we're better off looking for a club who will appreciate my skill set better. That's just my thought, though. You are my agent at the end of the day.
Has there been a club involved, John? You've been involved with the club.
Okay, I mean, it's all under embargo, so I couldn't possibly say without getting into legal trouble. And then Alfie went, I know you're a talented player, you just need the right team. And I put, yeah, nice, but there's definitely some attitude problems in there. That's what I put.
What, in your team or their team?
My yeah. team. Right. I put, need to fix up on some parts of my game.
Right.
Yeah, what did that mean?
Sex.
Is it sex?
No, it was just...
Let's talk about you in bed.
No, let's not do
and
that.
And then move on to Exeter.
The exchange went on for a while, and it ended with both parties agreeing that maybe I was past my prime.
Oh, she won't like that you're having a laugh at her expense.
There's no one that we're laughing about. It's all... What's the word? Sartorical. Is that...
Sartorical. It's all sartorical.
I don't know if that's the right word. I'm just making shit up.
I think it was about...
It's not about anybody. I mean, you're absolutely waffling.
Well, congratulations, Alfie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Have you got a date or a summer in mind? Next summer or this
yeah,
summer?
Maybe next summer.
Yeah, maybe
next summer. Yeah. We'll see what the weather's like.
I don't think you can get a forecast that far ahead.
No, I kind of just said that, to be honest, John.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Divi at the top left of my screen, not knowing the kickoff time for the football game.
Right, let's actually debate this, because I don't know who's in the wrong right. here.
It's not, by the way, I'm in no way in the wrong. It is not my responsibility to just wait.
Stop. Right, we're going to have to go one at a time here. I'm the judge.
Okay.
Judge Judy.
Can I tell you my situation?
Yeah. John, complete silence. Don't even make a face while David tells his side of the story.
Obviously, you can laugh about or pick holes in everything I say, but I go and watch Exeter at home. Got a season ticket. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Nearly every game, I would say 95% of the season's game. 3 o'clock kickoff. Okay? So in my head, I've got 3 o'clock. I have no reason to check because it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. I don't check Twitter. I don't even think I should be checking or must check for the kickoff. 96% or 7% or 8% of the time, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. I went back and through my old emails in my email account that I don't really look at, attached to Exeter. I found Exeter City News, I think. Clicked on it, 3 o'clock kickoff. Yeah, 12 o'clock kickoff, whatever it was. I would even check. I get loads of Exeter City emails. I don't even check them. Don't need to. I'm already on the inside. So I didn't
Sorry,
look.
Can't be that on the inside. You don't even know what time kickoff is.
I don't. The point is, I don't need to check when the game's on.
Yeah, but this is a clear lesson that you do need to check
well,
when
then
the games are on.
Stick it. Right where the sun don't shine.
Stick.
Listen,
what?
David.
Wait. Stick. How? Where the sun don't shine.
No, we're not going into that. Let
no,
me
we are going
it.
Into it. Why? What is your? Who's your issue with, David?
Who is my issue with?
Your issues with the Football League.
I'll tell you
for
what
changing,
my issues
with. For having
the
that is the kickoff time.
If I had a letter through the door, addressed to me from Exeter City, I'd go, "Oh, what's this?" Open it. Fuck. 12:30 kickoff. I don't check the kids, which doesn't count.
You were the only person that had a ticket for that match that did not know it was 12:30. You literally, the only two seats in the entire building that were not occupied were your two season tickets.
Okay, I got a Twitter from someone saying, no, my dad's with you on this. He didn't realise until da-da-da-da.
Until what?
Oh, no. I bet you there is a small part of the... There's a minority of football fans who don't check, and that's fine. Miss a game here or there. But the least you could do... How would you get your team news? How do you know who's starting? Or do you just wait till they walk out?
I can give a flying fuck who's starting.
That's so bad. This is hurting my head.
I don't give a shit about Man United who's starting. Let's see the players on the pitch. Let's see
Alfie,
what you got.
Please tell me that that's not
I'm
normal.
Impartial for the time being.
No, you're not.
And I'll have a closing statement. Do not tell me what to do.
What's the point in this stupid exchange then? He didn't know it was a 12:30 kickoff because he didn't bother to check and he just assumed, and assuming makes an ass out of you and me. That is the only thing that is going on here. You just didn't check, you missed the kickoff, and then you couldn't take accountability and you blamed it on everybody else.
And Gary, and supposedly Gary knows his ass from his elbow. Mm-hmm. I spoke to you both 24 hours previously and no one mentioned it to me.
Because it just assumed that you'd know what time kickoff is.
No. Don't make an ass out of you and me, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So I made an ass out of me, and you made an ass out of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. You said don't assume. And I'm saying don't assume.
Why are we talking in riddles? I don't know what's going on.
Me, my brother and my mum drove to the game together, and on the way in, we thought, it's 12:30 kickoff. I wonder if David's...
Oh, so you thought, which means this is an unusual day, actually, and maybe
no,
you should
because
have
you've
told
done
him.
It. No, because you've done it before. It's not the first time you've missed a 12:30 kickoff, is it? You've missed another 12:30 kickoff, haven't you, David?
Yeah. Drives me fucking nuts.
We interviewed Gary yesterday, so by all logic, he would have at least checked, you know, oh, 12:30 kickoff, all right, I'll get my arse in gear a little bit earlier.
I think it's fucking insane that the only way I find out is, what if I was a 95-year-old woman?
Eh? Or man.
Or man.
That did not need to be specified.
Who doesn't check her emails, doesn't go on Twitter.
There was
how does she know?
No.
How does she know?
Him. That's not a valid excuse.
How does Gladys know?
Yes, Gladys was there.
No, but how did Gladys know?
She probably went on the internet, like any capable human being, and said, okay, Exeter City versus Oxford, just double check what time
kickoff
is.
My nan doesn't
like
have Wi-Fi.
Done. Yes, she does.
Doesn't. My nan doesn't have Wi-Fi, I promise you. She has.
Okay, well then she's not the demographic of people that Ipswich Town are trying to bring in, is it?
How disgusting.
What, because she's Indian?
Right, okay. I can't win this. I'm just going to shut up and sit in the corner until you guys pull your head out your asses and have a sensible conversation. Because this is ridiculous. Right. It's ridiculous. Okay. There is no way you should support a football team and not have a bloody Scooby where kickoff is. You interviewed the bloody manager the day before.
Who couldn't be asked to tell me, say, by the way, David.
Couldn't be asked. Oh, so everyone's got to look after David.
No,
do we?
No, look after all of us. We're one big family. Do you understand that?
Yeah, he was there for kickoff. I was there for kickoff. And all 8,173 people were there for kickoff.
Nerds. Nerdos.
Right.
Pointless.
David.
Pointless having a conversation with a child like that.
What happened when
corner.
You realised?
I was... Right. So, I... Saturday morning, took my boys to football.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. Rushed back. Did a podcast. End of the podcast. I've got to go now. I'm watching Exeter. Oh, great. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, I'm watching Exeter. Got her.
What are these things that you're acting out? Did you get in the car?
Just shaking my head profusely at this.
Check my phone. What did I check my phone for?
You check Twitter.
I check Twitter. Check Twitter.
So you do check Twitter.
I do check Twitter. I don't check Exeter City Football Club because I'm not a twat.
That's
the wrong pod to be saying this on.
But I wouldn't check Man United either, because I'm not a twat.
I think the you are a twat for not checking.
Why does it make you a twat, do you think?
I don't know.
A brown nose. But like you're licking the club's arse.
Yeah,
a
licking the club's fucking
the guy
rings
who takes
them.
A free meal at the top and has a whale of a time. That doesn't make you a twat, but checking the social media does. That's what it's bloody there
it
for,
mate.
It
didn't even cross my check mind. It. It's like you check saying, it. Right, next Saturday, Exeter are playing, make sure you paint your arse pink. But I wouldn't even think about painting my arse pink. It wasn't even cross your. That's how ludicrous it was to me. Why do I need to check the fucking...
So when you found out, who were you angry at? The club for not making it clear enough?
Oh, everybody by the sounds of his Twitter rant. F this, F that, use this, who's that? Who's not told me? What do you think you should be told separately?
I do!
Everybody else
we're
knew.
A family. Well, we're a family.
Well, yeah.
And there's a little spoilt brat kid at the end of the table.
I should have been told. I need to know. I need everything spoon-fed to me.
I've never heard anyone ever do that.
What? It's a game?
Yeah, because they got the time wrong.
I don't think it's that weird. I really don't think it's that weird.
But I don't know how I know that it's a 12:30. I think
Thank
I just...
Thank you. That's
no,
nice.
But I just know. It just somehow comes to my knowledge that it's a...
Do you want me to let you in on a little secret? And it's going to make me look like an arse, given how much abuse I've just given you. When I woke up that morning, not a clue it was a 12:30 kickoff.
You wanker. How dare you? You wanker. And your,
I just brought
your
up,
fucking
I got up
family at... told you, you wanker.
No, I got
did
up.
Did you find out?
I got up and I loaded up Twitter and it was like, oh, 12:30 kickoff. Oh, I was like, okay, I've got
I
to get in the shower.
Look at
now.
Twitter. I was too busy with my kiddie winks.
Well, see, this is the thing. It's gone full circle here. Back to the engagement
do you know
thing.
What? So I opened up Twitter.
Forget kids. Forget your wife. Forget everything. Just go to the football and have a good time.
I checked Twitter. Ben, who's a guest on the pod,
yep.
He came up on my and the timeline. Oh, looks like you must be in the Heritage Lounge holding a bag of milk gums.
Fudge. He bought the milk gums. He bought the milk gums. That's
and the
so
whole
awful
stadium was packed. So
that's
it was like
fucking awful that he bought them for a little sweet moment and you just fucking didn't turn up.
But I saw a full stadium behind in this picture. I was like, what the fuck? Why is there a fucking full stadium at 12:30? 12:45? I was just about to leave. And
oh shit.
And then I checked Exeter and they were like losing 1-0, 40 minutes gone. I was absolutely gutted because I was going to take my boy to get.
Oh no, so everyone lost out.
Autographs.
Because you couldn't be asked to check the
Wait,
time.
How did you find out?
Luck. I loaded up Twitter
Luck.
And it.
Luck.
No, I woke up and I went on my phone like I do every day.
Oh, I just check what time the game is as I always
no,
do.
No, I didn't check. No, if you let. Don't ask me a question and talk over me, sir.
I'll just check the kickoff time as I normally do on a Saturday.
Right, okay, fine, I won't answer your stupid question then.
You're saying it in a nerdy way, but it's perfectly reasonable to check what time.
No, I didn't check. I didn't check Twitter to check the time of kickoff. I loaded up Twitter and the tweet. I scrolled down through my timeline and it went. I run down through today's actions. Remember, it's a 12:30 kickoff.
Luck. Absolute luck.
But John, also you have a backup. That your family's very well connected with the club, so you would have been woken up and taken to the game. And David doesn't have that, remember?
Oh, boo. He's also about... How old are you?
Like I'm the cat's father.
and you don't know how what time kickoff is for a flipping Skybet League One football match? Grow up. If you call yourself a fan, grow
well,
up.
Well, maybe I'm
time.
Not then.
Well, maybe
oh,
you're
boys,
not.
Boys, come on. This is getting silly now. Everyone just relax. John, relax.
No, a little part of me knew. You know what? I should just text him. But I thought, no. I don't want to insult him.
I would have gone, thanks,
thought,
John.
If I sent you a text going, by the way, David, kickoff's at 12:30. No, in my luck, you would have known. You would have been, yeah, I'm already here.
No, that is a likely possibility, though, isn't it?
I think there's a way of texting it without being like, by the way, dickhead.
because I thought...
Well, obviously wouldn't do that, but I asked... I said, oh, I'll be available at 6:45 tonight, and you guys went, oh, he's making a meal of it. So anything I send, I'm making a meal of. So if I was trying to help you, go, oh, it's a dickhead. Who's he thinking he is? Not, no, no, I know, kick off.
Listen, I know no one's going to be on my side listening to this. They're all on your side.
I don't know what your side is, though. I don't know what your point is.
Apart incompetence.
From... No, but I... Right, so if it's not David's fault, it's... The club's fault?
How the club communicate.
Here we go. God, who's John's in charge of communication?
They've communicated perfectly because 8,173 people
knew. Not perfectly,
then.
No, John.
Not perfectly, because Doody didn't go. The goofball didn't go.
Scientifically, they were 99% successful. Let's get that to 100.
Let's get it to 100.
Okay, well, there's no way of getting it to 100 because he doesn't check his phone. He doesn't check what time kickoff is. So whenever kickoff is inevitably moved for another football game, David's not going to know because he doesn't check the... That is what they are there for information.
I've just started going to watch football.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, in the last 3 years, I'd say...
We're going into season four. Season four. If you were four seasons into Friends, would you go, I've just started watching? No, you wouldn't. You go, I'm halfway through.
I like that point. That's a good point there.
What?
If you were four seasons into Friends, you wouldn't go, I've just started watching. You'd go, I'm halfway through. Or I'm quarter of the way through or whatever. You wouldn't go, I've just started watching. Four seasons.
How many games have you missed?
I'll tell you what, if I was watching Friends, I wouldn't go, I'd go, Friends is on at 8:30. Oh, it's not actually on Friday because of the
No, do you know what? That would happen. If that channel was showing football or something more important, they would push that shit back to 10:30.
Last game of the season is usually early kickoff as well, isn't it?
Is either early or all of them are still at 3 o'clock, but everyone has to kick off at 3
Man
o'clock,
United so. Play at all times of the week, all different times. And you never miss it.
No,
yeah, so how do you know that they play on time?
Game over. Thanks for
no, because, John, I'm saying what are Man United doing right that Exeter are doing wrong?
No, David just cares more about Man United.
To communicate
no,
it to
because sometimes I go, oh, Man United are on at 12 today. I didn't know that. Oh.
But how do you see it?
What?
Do not know. So you go, oh,
you've
they're on at 12 today.
You caught it out. That's the problem. He's trying to delay. Don't delay. Don't say what or this or whatever. Say, answer the question he's just asked.
How do I see it?
Stop doing that. I hate it when you do that.
What? The only reason I repeat it and look down to my left or right is I'm thinking, how do I see it?
It's because you've been bloody told what to say.
No, it's because I go, oh, Man United playing.
But you never miss it. You never go at half time.
Never, ever miss a Man United.
You're never half time going, oh, I've got to flick the telly on. You're always there, trousers down to your ankles, whatever you do to celebrate.
And doing that stupid dance.
Kissing the plug. Kissing the light switch.
Pretending it's a female.
So how do you know?
All right, I must check.
Okay,
no,
there you go.
I don't
so
want
you
I
are
must,
now
no, that's not
twat.
Good enough for me, John. I must check, because that denies all responsibility. I must...
That's the first sign of a not fully formed adult. You've got to take responsibility.
I must check. Own means up. That must
Own
be
up.
What's going on.
Own up. You got it wrong. Own up. You're in the wrong. Well, own up.
I must check.
I never think about how I don't miss a Man United game. I must check.
That's
okay, crap. I know they're either playing at 3 p.m. mm-hmm. on a Saturday or 4:30 on a Sunday.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
What about Tuesday night games, Monday night football?
Europa League.
Well, if you know they're in the Europa or Champions League, you go, okay, we're talking Tuesdays, we're talking Wednesdays. There's a structure there. There ain't no fucking structure to League One football.
Which means
the last game of the season is always a chance of there being a different time. Always.
Didn't know.
Every single
Didn't
season
know.
There's a possibility.
Didn't know.
Wait, so it was still a Saturday kickoff, was it?
Yep. Still a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course, because it was 12:30.
Well, I'm never going to make this mistake again.
No, but you've...
Well, you said that last time.
The thing I can't get my head around, and I think I'd be more with you, but you've done it before.
Yeah, that was around Easter.
Yeah. And were you, who were you angry at that time?
James Vickery.
Really? Why?
Because he was the first voice I heard.
I wasn't expecting that. But why?
You took your anger out on a radio. On my future.
On my future love interest, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just passion talking. That's how some
good love interest start, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I remember going, what the fuck? Put the radio on. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
But are you angry at yourself? But that I want to know.
Just make it clear.
Yeah. How?
Physical letter.
Well, not receiving a physical letter. So that grow up. Just look. Look at. You want someone there. You want the football club to waste paper and all of that jazz just so it goes. David L. Kickoff is at 12:30.
They owe me 25 quid.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
One.
John, can you sort that out? Seeing as you're
absolutely not, I think you should be paying another 25 quid for wasting everybody's time. Thank you.
I was absolutely gutted. I was so looking forward to the afternoon,
and it's last day of the season, so last it feels like day a of the bit season. Like...
Oh, some of the players I'll never see again. Yep. My boy was gonna. Yeah, yeah. My boy was gonna.
You buggered it
How
up.
Did you tell your boy you weren't going?
Oh, for God's sake, it started early. I can't believe it. How are you supposed to know? Oh, that's not good, is it? No, it started early. How am I supposed to know? There's loads of that.
Immediately blaming, yeah, yeah.
Immediately shifting all responsibility onto somebody
okay,
else.
It's my fault. It's my fault. I must check every fucking kickoff time to make sure I don't miss a game. Just in case Exeter or the league decide to play at fucking half two in the morning. Grow up.
Listen, something's gone wrong that David has not got the info. Something's gone wrong. A cog in the machine was broken that day.
Yeah, I got one email that I get lost in all my emails. This is important, actually. So listen up here.
And if you're listening from the board or from the club, listen up too, please.
You've got some bloody learning to do. One email that gets absolutely lost in the shite that gets sent to me every day.
From Exeter?
No, just random. I missed one email from Exeter, and I didn't check Twitter because.
Oh, no. Did you attend the last game of last season where Jay Stansfield scored a hat-trick?
Yes.
That was also an early kickoff.
No, but the machine was working that day, John.
Just crap. He just didn't check because he was lazy and he assumed...
Was it the awards last night?
It was, yeah.
Did you go?
Nope.
Why?
I am writing my dissertation and it was not appropriate for me to spend that
Were you
part
invited?
Of my evening. Oh, yeah. That's another conversation altogether. Yes, in fact, I was invited, yeah.
Were we invited?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Do you know what? I'm starting to really resent this fucking club.
I still would have had...
They never invite me to anything, and I spend week after week chatting about this fucking club, and they never invite me to a single thing. And I'm sorry that's come out in a rage. But I want to feel appreciated.
Everyone that's a City fan was invited. You could just buy a ticket.
No. You were... Did your mum go?
Yeah, my mum and brother bought tickets, yeah.
Were you invited and would you have had to pay?
I didn't even know there was an awards night.
But how?
Right, there's a new job going at Exeter Football Club, head of communications.
Ridiculous.
Were you invited, John, without having to pay?
No.
Why did you say I was invited?
Look at me and say that.
I would have had to pay if I went, yes, on everything, yeah. My brother paid, my mum paid, my dad doesn't like those kind of things. Everyone paid. Everyone that went, except for the players.
But how come you said you were invited then?
Well, someone asked, am I going?
No. What did they say? Not am I going. What
would
did
you
they
like
say?
To go?
I was asked, am I going
by
tomorrow
who?
Night? I said no.
By who?
Well,
Gary.
By the manager.
Right.
This is disgusting.
Will I see? He said, will you be
your
there tomorrow
mate.
Night? I said no, I'm off now. I'm going
your
back
best
to
mate.
Uni tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's not my best mate. We were talking before the game on Saturday for a while because Taggy was doing something which meant that they couldn't take him into the Heritage Lounge. So he came and sat with me and my brother and we just spoke
again,
about
mental
life.
Get out on the pitch.
Life.
You spoke
yeah.
about life.
Yeah, got yeah.
That's not yeah. fair. I okay, what did he say? Fill us in.
He actually was very interested in what David did during the week, her occupation.
Anything about me?
No, nothing came about you. We spoke about David.
You're the invisible man.
Literally. Literally.
Turns up every day on the dot.
Do you know how, talk about Exeter so much.
Now imagining if I'd done an Ipswich pod for 8 months and no one said anything.
No one says anything to me.
You literally get so much praise on Twitter. Why are you being a little beg? You ever go at me for doing this? They go, why is nobody talking about
I mean
me
from the club.
From the club. Really important.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
Do you know how much exposure I give to Exeter, John? They should be bloody thanking me. I spend half my week thinking about this random club 6 hours away from me.
No one is forcing you to be here. That is the imperative thing. You are doing this
I'm
because
choosing
you want
to be
to.
Here, and it'd be bloody nice if they showed me some bloody respect.
Okay, so what would the club have to do for you to go, yeah, they respect me now? Because I don't think you'd ever be satisfied.
No, I would. No, do you know
you
what it would
take
be?
You take take some more.
Do you know what it would be? An email. Hello, Alfie. By the way, I'm a bloody trustee as well, so that's... What
are
am
you?
I? Yeah.
Fuck, come on,
that's getting
John.
Cancelled.
That's not good. It's not classy.
Hey, Alfie, thanks so much for your support. Would you like to come down to a game and go to the Heritage Lounge and have a
God,
nice
I've had nothing
meal?
Like that.
No.
Nothing.
We can see, if that's what you really... If you're going to really get on both of your hands and knees and flipping beg for it, you can have it, mate.
Shouldn't need to.
Right, well, the season's over now, so you can't go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not, I don't want to go.
Is that it? The doors are shut till next season.
Put it in your rotter and smoke it.
I just think it's poor show. I think it's really, really poor.
Oh, poor you. After weekends, you're away doing something crap anyway. Not this weekend. That was a valid engagement celebration.
What am I doing other weekends? It's so crap.
Oh, no, jetting off to... Where did you go the other day to record? Or this, that, the other? You're always doing
I'm
something.
Working.
You make... Exactly. Well, if you're working, you can't be in the Heritage Lounge as well.
No, if they
you?
Invited me down, I'd have a day off, mate.
Oh, here he is. The workhorse having a day off.
The workhorse.
That's modest of you. Thank you. Thanks for taking a day off.
Workhorse.
The workhorse.
You've had the time to create an album dedicated to me that's made you no money, offered you no financial gain, and you're trying to claim that you're busy. I'm not having
He's
it, mate.
Artist.
I'm not having it.
I do that, and I get something better than money for that.
Get love.
No, I don't actually, because even that I get no fucking thanks. It's you and your family bitching about me over the kitchen table. I don't know why. I don't know why I bother doing any of this shit.
Yeah, why are you here?
I was really jealous when I saw the awards photos last night. I thought I'd love to have had our own little table there.
My mum had a lovely
having
time.
A little chat.
Oh,
with
we
Rich
would have
Carl.
Had right. such a good time. I'd have got a hotel.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was on. Oh. Why didn't you say, let's get a table?
Well, because I wasn't going. I've got my future to think about.
I'd love to have met the players a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
Tipsy players.
Tipsy players.
That's a song.
Tipsy players going,
No, to be fair, I do actually love a pull. It's great.
I had that one the year we went up. Alex Hart just came up to me a little bit tipsy and went, "You tell David I love his song."
Oh,
he was a bit. He had a few.
Yeah, but that's when the truth comes out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what they say? What's the saying? Drunk sayings is sober thoughts.
Hmm.
There you go. Bit of wisdom for you. I hate to splash it all the time, but
well, I'm glad I didn't go. I'd have just been sat in the corner speaking to nobody.
Yeah, just people walking past your chair.
Yeah,
oh, walking into me. You've got a life away from this football club.
I don't feel it, mate.
You record 3 times a week maximum for an hour.
How
and
many
a half.
Bloody Exeter fans record about 5 hours a week on Exeter City?
And to be fair, John, he puts the work in.
I put the bloody work in, mate. I check the scores. I like all the tweets.
Don't see you potting for Ipswich.
Yeah.
Listen. Oh, yeah, I don't want to go to Ipswich's shitty Heritage Lounge either.
All right, well, now you're getting... If you want to go personal, we can get personal, mate. I'll crack on. Okay. Let's go down that road.
If we're going to go, oh, I've done this, I've done that, I've travelled all around the country, working on the radio, doing the pod, putting up with people's shit when they come on air, using me as the punching bag, I didn't get invited. I got asked if I was going, but I didn't get asked if I was going. Yeah, you've put up with 1/3 of the shit I've put up with, mate.
Yeah, but I'm saying you also deserved an invite.
Yeah.
As well as me.
Wouldn't it have been lovely if we had our own table?
Been great.
Well, next year, we'll have our own table and we'll book it in advance.
Right, bloody will. Front. And if they think I'm paying £5, they can shove
that. You think it was £5?
How much was it?
£60 ahead.
Right. They can pay my travel.
No, actually, £60 is really good value for money. You get a three-course meal.
Line. Right, let's see if it's value for money. Because you know what, you're right. I don't have anything to lose by slagging the club off, do I? So let's see if it's value for money.
Let's not get.
Oh, now you're scared, aren't you?
Come on, what'd you get?
I need
to double check my facts. It might not have been £60.
The Invisible Man.
I wanted to see the players just in there.
Yeah.
In their suits, relaxed, season's over. Let's talk pod.
Oh, did you see the photo of Zach Jules? My Uncle Stu sent me that. You would have loved to see Zach Jules, David,
what,
in his
hot
suit.
Property.
Oh, and the rest. Seriously, good stuff. Dreamy.
How much was it?
Eye
John?
Candy.
How much was it?
It's not loading up. My internet's playing up. But, oh, here we go. Hold on. £59 per person.
Okay, what do you get?
You get. A starter of peat and mint falafel, can't say that word, and hummus served with toasted flatbread. That's the vegan option. Or you can have ham hock terrine with a pea puree and pickled carrot. And what? It's just a load of fancy words for starters.
Very fancy, yeah. That sounds nice.
Main.
Here we go.
Hoisin maple glazed tofu, stir-fried vegetables and noodles with a chili, kaffir lime and cashew nut crumb.
Gorgeous.
That's the vegan option.
Gorgeous.
Or roast chicken supreme with a pancetta crumb served with fondant potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a chicken juss. Halal chicken pancetta can be removed if
just.
Required. What is it?
It's not even funny. I just funny that you said juss. Sorry.
What is? How do you say it?
Don't worry about it. Carry on.
Okay. And for dessert. New York vanilla cheesecake with seasonal berry.
I love cheesecake.
The evening starts at 6:15. Yeah.
She sent a tweet saying, "Where are you?"
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about it. Wasn't invited.
Yeah.
That's really sad, isn't it? Like, you feel like you're left out.
Yeah, just feel a bit crap about yourself. That's okay.
Imagine how I feel. Like a piece of shit.
Must be awful.
Honestly, like a piece of manky shit.
you know what I'm gutted about? Is just changing the subject slightly.
Yep.
Bloody Ipswich look like they're going to go up automatically. I hate
it's
that.
Looking good. I hate it.
It's really frustrating for me.
That would be impressive. It'd be mightily impressive, actually.
What's going to happen, so...
I wouldn't get too confident just yet.
We're not going to lose the next two games. What is it?
If we know something about the championship, is that it's full of twists and turns.
Winning a draw, is it? Winning a draw we need, I think.
Is that all you need?
I think we needed something. Oh God, I think it was 5 points in three games. I think a win and a draw will... Two wins will definitely send us up. I think a win and a draw might just be enough. We need to win the next game or the last game is going to be crap your pants territory.
So who have Leeds got in the last game?
Southampton.
Ooh, nasty.
It's a tough game. It's a really tough game.
Okay. But Southampton
are out. Yeah, they're definitely in the playoffs, but I think they're out of the title race now. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So Leeds will probably win that. They'll want it more, which gives them 93 points. You're on 90. You've got two games
left. Two games in hand. So Coventry's massive. And then Huddersfield could be really big.
Who are you playing? Sorry, Huddersfield and Coventry?
Huddersfield
needs to win to stay up.
Yeah, so it's like a very big, very big game.
Okay. It's up to you. I'd love to. If you have a stressful game ahead, I'd love to watch it.
They're both pretty stressful.
Is it what time's kickoff, though? And that's not a joke because it might not be on the telly.
I'll sort it out.
And Plymouth, John.
Yeah. Oh God.
So Birmingham win and Plymouth lose.
Plymouth go down, and the top will be off.
Wow, that's two big streams. The shithousery of a Plymouth stream.
They're on the same day. They're on the same day.
That's a big day.
It's not even a separate stream. That will have to be one person's watching one game, one person's watching another.
And it's like the bottom and the top of the... Because we'll cover the Huddersfield, we'll cover it. Yeah, it's good, that.
So Plymouth's... Is it next Saturday?
So, Jay, what could happen, right, which would be fairy tale stuff. Jay Stansfield could relegate Plymouth on Saturday.
How would he celebrate, John?
Well, the last time he scored against Plymouth, he took his top off and it had once a red, always a red on it, so... He will have something planned, I'm sure, in case he can send them down.
Oh, my God.
Good kid. Good kid. Really good kid. I really, really, really respect him highly. Got lots of respect for that. Got so much time for that, in fact.
Yeah, coming out of your
Should
ass.
Be giving the keys to the city, that boy.
Would you rather go out for a pizza with him or Gary, if you had to choose?
Oh, good question. I think Gary's probably got better stories, hasn't he? He's had a longer career. Played against some of the best players in the world. Probably still Gary, but...
That's nice.
Chase Stansfield, if...
You're playing tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Coventry.
Coventry tomorrow,
So if you lose that, it's a big, massive match against Huddersfield.
Yeah, let's do the math. So...
I've got to watch that.
Why don't we watch it together?
Yeah, we could do.
Oh, that's lovely.
So if we lose... Tomorrow.
And Leeds on Saturday. Oh my God, yes, please, can we?
1991. God, yeah. I think if we lose tomorrow, it will come down to how other teams do. If you want it in our hands, let's win tomorrow. Coventry have had a good season, but I think they might have put all their eggs into the cup basket. So can they still make the playoffs though? Oh my God. They can, I think. 64.
No, I don't think they can.
They're 8 points off with...
They've six to play for?
They've played 44 games. So how many points have they got to play for?
No, how many did you play? 46?
Yeah.
So they've got nine to play for? Three, six,
no,
45,
six, 46.
No, six,
play
six points to play for. No, yeah, so they can't get in.
Yeah, so that hopefully will just be a...
Are you on Sky tomorrow, Alfonso?
Yeah, I think that's probably why it's a Tuesday night. It must be on Sky.
Well, I mean, I'm up for it if you are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll be watching it anyway, so.
Lovely stuff.
Well.
Have a few beers.
Great. I was going to say something about the end. I can't remember what it was. Any transfer news? Oh, one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Piers Sweeney tweet. Thank you so much. Roller coaster ride. Da-da-da. I think we've done really well. Who knows what could happen with some, I'm paraphrasing, sort of new additions. And he gave it the eyes like that.
No, he didn't.
He said we've got a really strong core of the squad with some new additions. Who knows what can happen?
But it was the eyes that were like
new
that.
Additions.
So yeah. He knows something, and so do you.
No.
Yes, you do.
He's just saying that with the right people being brought in, he's you can see us being.
You asked him? You asked him what he's saying? It's not how I read
fine.
It.
I don't know what he's
those
saying.
Eyes,
you know what he's
those
saying.
Those eyes, he knows. He knows potential, very exciting signings. And I know you know. And I know I you could, know.
I can be. Why are you growling at me? Stop that. Second of all, I don't have a clue. The window isn't even open yet.
Can you please put something in the WhatsApp, John, tonight, if there's anything you know?
I genuinely don't.
John, okay. If you know something, blink. And we won't tell the audience if you blinked or not. Okay, he's blinking.
Well, I'm okay. Not. See, this is, what's the point in saying shit like that?
John, you do know.
Come on.
As I've said
I
before,
don't know.
It's I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. But then you want to show off that you do know by putting something in the WhatsApp 20 minutes before a signing's announced.
It must be bloody annoying to hear this as a listener, but I hate it. Because I know you know. Because when we mentioned it earlier, like a couple of episodes ago, you laughed and went... And I know. And I'm not going to ask any more, John. But I know that you know.
You're going to ask me every episode. Why are you pretending that you're not going to ask me?
I think it will kill you when we stop asking you.
What we should do, right, is we should collaborate with the club to announce a transfer.
That would be cool. You two, obviously. Not me, Mr. Invisible, but you guys
my
have
my brother's
fun.
Calling me.
Answer it.
With some news.
Here he is.
With some
answer
news.
It.
No, he's reading my dissertation.
Go on, answer right. It. Answer it.
I'm not. Okay, fine. I'll answer it.
Can you?
I'm just recording.
John,
they made me answer.
John, can you just ask? Has he heard anything?
David wants to ask you a question.
Have you heard any?
Oh, it's lagging. It's lagging.
Oh, have you heard? Is there any? Does he know? Has he heard any transfer rumblings?
What are you? First of all, you know he's not going to answer that. So what's the point?
No, it's just a yes or no. I don't have to say who.
They want to know: have you heard any transfer news?
No, I haven't heard any transfer news.
There you go.
That's a yes.
Whoa! That's an inside scoop.
What?
He said he knew Yannick had signed a new deal last week, but that's all he knew.
Wow.
Well, I'll give you a ring back after this. Yeah,
can you ask why has Alfie not been invited to a game?
Oh, hold on. They've got another question for you. Alfie says, why? Do you know why Alfie hasn't been invited to a game?
Why am I invisible to this club I talk about for hours every week?
Also, why is Alfie invisible to the club that he talks about for hours, for weeks?
Little giggle.
Yeah, there's no answer there.
No.
Right. Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
He was. He's going like this to me, actually. So.
Is he?
No, obviously not. Right, you know, I'll ring you back. Right. So, yeah, basically, Alfie's irrelevant, David's clueless, and that wraps up this week for my new football club. Thank you very much.
What are you? Fuss pop.
God, Christ. I mean, how long have you got? Good looking, smooth talker, alcoholic.
Oh, God. No.
Oh, dear.
That got a bit nasty.
Party goer.
Party goer.
Oh, that's your new Twitter bio.
What else am I? I'm a philanthropist.
Do you know what that means?
Nope. But people say it and it sounds good. And First and foremost, I'm a man of education, and I really need to go finish my dissertation.
Okay. So quickly, okay. So you never told a girl you loved her.
Oh, we're cutting up.
So you have.
Yeah.
The internet's cutting up.
That's all right. If you have.
I'm gonna do some digging.
Yeah.
How are you gonna dig?
I've got my sources.